This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It's straight out of the Dahmer playbook on this one. A 21-year-old Louisiana man sentenced to 45 years for attempting to murder and dismember gay men.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
When I started reading this story, the first thing I thought was, oh God, this is a lot like Dahmer. And then later in the story, it's a reference to Dahmer. Chance Seneca of Lafayette, Louisiana, sentenced to 45 years in prison for the kidnapping of two men and the attempted kidnapping of a third man. Federal grand jury on Thursday indicted Seneca in connection with the scheme to kidnap and kill LGBT men that he met on Grindr. He was accused of six offenses, including obstruction, kidnapping, and hate crimes. According to the court, Seneca plotted his hate crimes for several months and specifically chose to victimize LGBT men. I guess this is, if you were to ask the question, what would the world be like if Grindr existed when Dahmer was around?
Oh, right.
This is kind of what the world would be like, and it is what the world is like. In a press statement from the Justice Department, Seneca proposed a meeting with a man he met on Grindr in June of 2020 with the intention of killing and dismembering him. Seneca became fixed on murder fantasy, perhaps inspired by Jeffrey Dahmer. It also stated that he had intentionally targeted gay men because of their gender and sexual orientation, and he planned to, this is where we go to Dahmerland, eat and preserve his victims' bodies, just as Dahmer had done. A Facebook profile under Seneca's name included a profile picture of Jeffrey Dahmer. So if you're meeting somebody and you're like doing your research, as everyone should do, although most don't, it's like, met him on Grindr, come up to my house. I don't know. We used to like do a little, research on those that we got with. You see Dahmer as the profile picture, you fucking run.
Right.
Not blaming them because I'm sure they didn't.
But if they met him on Grindr, they had no idea.
It was a hookup.
Looking at Facebook.
It was a hookup. You know, that's what they thought it was. Seneca is accused of attacking Holden White, a student at Louisiana State University, in Eunice in June of 2020. White spent nearly a month in the hospital after he was tortured by Seneca. According to police, the brutal attack left White in a coma for 3 days in the intensive care unit. White stated that Seneca twisted a cord so tightly around his neck that he passed out. Later, he woke up in a bathtub and his wrist had been slashed. He said that Seneca left him for dead after the attack. After the attack, Seneca told police he called 911 in a self-described effort to put him into a mental institution. He had also kidnapped two men the previous day. So this guy actually just said, I'm nuts. I got to get help. I don't know. The facts of this case are truly shocking. And the defendant's decision to specifically target gay men is a disturbing reminder of the unique prejudices and dangers facing the LGBTQ community today, said Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department's Criminal Rights Division. The internet should be accessible and safe for all Americans, regardless of their gender or sexual orientation. We'll continue to identify and intercept the predators who weaponize online platforms to target LGBTQ victims and carry out acts of violence and hate. I think the internet, I mean, certainly if you're targeting people by their gender or if they're LGBTQ, that is certainly a hate crime. But I'd say almost as a whole, whether you're gay, straight, whatever, there's people targeting you. It's not just, you know, relegated to one specific community or not. If you're anytime, I don't care who you're looking for, if you're being reckless out there and just hooking up for hookups with people that you don't know and bringing them back to your house or you're going to someone's house, it's fucking reckless. And these people are out there.
And in this case, he did target them. My guess is he targeted them because either he is gay himself and maybe doesn't want to admit it.
And hates
maybe
himself or something. Kind of like Dahmer.
Yeah. And, or he hates gay men. So because he has gay tendencies.
I'm guessing there was the fact that he had this kind of preoccupation with Dahmer. I'm guessing it was more of a relatable thing where maybe it was, you know, he grew up in just speculating. But maybe he grew up in an atmosphere where it was very much frowned upon and you'd be ostracized and all of that from your friends and family if you came out as gay. So he maybe related to Dahmer on that level, but then there was some sort of other trauma there in his life that brought him some sort of sexual gratification to involve things like attempted murder or murder of people that you are attracted to. But you are so ashamed that you're attracted to that this is what turned into this fucked up sexual impulse. I mean, that's probably the recipe we're working with. Doesn't make anything right or wrong. But if you want to go, what makes up this person's psyche? Probably that.
And the victim was on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I don't know, a month or two ago, 6-8 weeks. I don't remember. And he was horrifically victimized. Yeah. They showed photos of him.
Yeah.
Like his entire face was black and blue.
Yeah.
And I think it was because of the choking. But like, and he not only slashed the guy's wrist, but it was like to the bone he cut him.
Oh my God.
Like he said, it was as if he was trying to sever his hands off. It was that kind of injury.
No one should ever be subjected to this type of horrendous actions that this defendant inflicted upon the victim in this case. According to the United States Attorney Brandon B. Brown, victim never thought he would find himself falling prey to a predator in such a way. I agree he probably didn't, but if you're out there doing these things, you probably should consider you may spin the wheel one time and land on this. Hate crimes are a top priority for the department and this office, and we take these kinds of cases very seriously. It's important that we all remain vigilant and cautious as we use the internet in our everyday lives to avoid situations that may lead to destructive behaviors of others towards us. But, I mean, that's the mentality everybody has, is that will never happen to me. This isn't going to happen to me. And it's scary and sad to have to, like, add that in there of, like, maybe it will happen to me, but that's why we need to be more cautious. And I'm not saying you can't have hookups to do this or that.
That's basically what the Dr. Phil episode was about.
Yeah.
And so he was coming out warning people.
Yeah.
Like, this could happen to you.
It could.
What happened to me, you know.
It's far more likely to have something like this happen than be struck by lightning. You know, it's like, well, that's not going to happen. You know, you probably got a pretty good chance it's not. Something like this, if you're actively engaging in a reckless and not vetting who you're hooking up with, your odds get pretty high in something like this that you're going to be victimized in some way, shape, or form, no matter who you are. They're out there. There's fucking creepy as shit, wrong-thinking, messed-up people all over, and they're getting away with it left and right because victims don't want to come forward for fear, for shame, for all of that. Yep. So we think, look at the statistics. Yeah, that's just who says it happened. Those are just the ones that came out and raised their hand and said, yeah, I don't want this to happen to other people, so I'm going to raise my hand. The percentage is probably grossly higher than what is actually reported.
Oh, I 100% agree with you. Yeah. Because I think that, you know, people, and it's not just gay men. I mean, it's women do this, you know, it's heterosexual couples as well. But, you know, I think that if you met somebody on an app like that and then you are raped or victimized in some way, then you tend to blame yourself.
I'm fucking shocked. You're like,
well, I shouldn't have done that. And why did I do that? And it was my fault for, you know, falling for that. And you blame yourself.
I am shocked by what goes on out there. And it's just such a norm. I have a good friend who is single in a large city, and he hooks up with a lot of women. But it's not so much, you know, like, hey, let's go out for dinner. It's hookups. It's like, yeah, we saw each other. We thought we, you know, we're both attractive, and we, you know, and the amount of women that just show up at his door, like literally just show up at his door, never having gone out before or anything like that. I was like, you mean they just came to you like a fucking Uber order? Or like
DoorDash.
It is. I mean, and they're not hookers. They're just other people who want to have sex. And I get it. We all have that urge and things of that nature. But the dangers involved there, I'm like, she doesn't know you from other than your interactions there. You could be creepy and crazy and killer. And I suppose you can run the gamut for a while and have nothing happen. And maybe that's why it continues to such extremes that it does. Because a lot of people, because statistically, you're probably going to run in more situations where it doesn't turn into that than is. But you got to be, you know, at some point that streak is going to end, and you're going to end up with somebody who's going to rape or someone who's going to do something horrible or worse. And it's just, I don't know. I'm amazed at the world of how much we know about the dangers of it, and how we are at a place of ignoring the dangers of it or not taking them into consideration. The more we know, the less we use that information for our own good, it seems.
And I think, you know, and it's not like victim blaming this guy. Like, I don't think for a minute, you know, he's probably done it before and it worked out just fine. Like,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. It probably works out for a long time very well. Yeah. But then you get
one day
it's there. You're spinning that wheel. You're going to land on somebody like this at some point. And many go through life and nothing happens and it's fine. Not victim blaming. All I'm saying is you have to be fucking careful, because this shit is not as uncommon as you may think it is.
And this is extreme. Like, and you know, you wonder, had it not been as nearly as horrific as it was, would this guy have just been like, okay, that was scary, got out of that.
Yeah.
But because he was so, I mean, I'm actually, after listening to him talk, I was surprised he lived through it.
Yeah. Horrible, really horrible story. But I mean, talking about it, let it be a cautionary story of the dangers of, you know, just random hookups with people. It's scary. It's messed up. That's that story. If you like following our true crime updates, breaking stories and conversations, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You can even get it commercial free through Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.